We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Yudalad Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of Daf Kuf Yudalad Amud Beis. Gufa, Rebbe Oimer Ani, I say Ganiv is like a Gazlan. A Gazlan, they're both the same when it comes to Yiyush. And the Gemara is the question, what does that mean? A Gazlan the Rabbanon Kamma, Avaloi Kani. Rabbanon hold a Gazlan is not Miyayish because you know who it is. So is Rebbe saying Ganiv is like Gazlan the Rabbanon? Or he means to say he's like the Gazlan of Rab Shimon. The Gazlan of Rab Shimon, which means that you are Miyayish by both of them. V'kani, Toshima, learned in the Braisa, learned in the Mishnah, learned in our Mishnah, Naklu, Muchsin, Chamayroi, and or Listin, Ksusoi. So we're talking about a Ganav and a Gazlan in our Mishnah. And what's our Mishnah to say? That there's automatic Yosh, money, Irabbanon, Kasha Gazlan, why is Gazlan automatic Yosh? Irab Shimon, Kasha Ganav, it's Kasha from Ganav from Listin. Why is that automatic Yosh? Yeah, I'm just like a Rebbe, Kagazlan, Rab Shimon, Kama. If you say Rebbe holds that Ganav is a Gazlan of Shimon, which means he holds by both as Yosh, V'kani, Homani, Rebbe. So our Mishnah is Geshmak, because our Mishnah is Rebbe, holds Ganav and Gazlan as Yosh, Mishnah Machi Kani. Eliyam is Gazlan, Rabbanon, Kama. But if you hold Rebbe, holds that both of them are not Miyayish, but like Kani, Homani, Lu Rebbe, it's not Rebbe, because Rebbe holds both of them are Miyayish, Lu Shimon, because Shimon holds by Ganav, not Miyayish, Lu Rabbanon, by Gazlan, not Miyayish. So our Mishnah is to anyone. Most that wouldn't be a raya because how come I ask him list the mizuyin? Rabbi Shimon, the case of list the mizuyin. So both gazlins like Rabbi Shimon. Yochi, I know gazlin. Isn't that the same thing as gazlin? Most trade out the gazlins, two type of gazlin, the muchas and a list the mizuyin, two type of gazlins. Let's try to bring another raya. Toshima. It says in that Mishnah we saw before, Hagana by gazlin ma'anis ma'gdishon hekdish or chumas and chuma. My choice of mindset. Hagana by gazlin that will make the something. We consider that his money. Irabbanon. Kasha Gazlan, why is Gazlan considered Yish? Rab Shimon, Kasha Ganav. Yem Bishlama, that Rebbe holds Ganav and Gazlan, Rab Shimon, Ka'amar, Mishamachi Kani, therefore you're Kainim, because Rebbe will hold that every single case of Miyai is both Ganav and Gazlan. So it's good, this din of Ganav and Gazlan, that they mark the shit. Eliyam is Ganav and Gazlan, Rabbanon, and that Rebbe holds you never Miyayish, Hamani, who's this like? It's not like Rebbe, it's not like Rab Shimon, it's not like Rabbanon. And for the Gemara, but list the Mizuyim. We're talking about the Ganav is list the Mizuyim. The Ganav and the Gazlan. The Ganav is list the Mizuyim, so it's a type of Gazlan. Rav Shimon who holds that by Gazlan, you're not Miyayish because, by the army Yayish, because he's not scared of you. Yachi Haim of Gazlan. Trekam and Gazlan are both type of Gazlan, two type of Gazlans. So we still don't have a Raya, what Rebbe holds. Now we're going to have a Raya. Omale Rav Ashur the Rav, Toshima. The Raya is from this Elocha that Master Rebbe Rav Shimon. The third time we had this in the parak already. The Master Rebbe Rav Shimon Bray. Loy davos yesh ba'ach rayis mamish. When the Mishnah says that if something that's public, you have to return it because it's not covered to your father to have something that's geneva, lav davka a piece of property. Al filo paro v'chayris ba'ach hamor v'chamach rav chayom l'hachz b'ekar avim. You have to return it because it's covered avim. Now, time for kavavim, lav covered avim, lo. You only have to return it only if it's covered avim. But if it's kayam and it's not covered avim, you don't have to return it. Why not? It must be you have yish. Why do you have yish? Here is a case of either a Ganav or a Gazlan, but if you hold Rebbe holds are both the same. So if you hold Rebbe holds a Rabbanon, so you hold it every year. So why are you assuming years here? Why is Rebbe assuming years? Shmami no, Rebbe can Gazlan or Rav Shimon come, Shmami no. It must be Rebbe holds that it's Ganav is like a Gazlan or Rav Shimon, and both are automatically a years, and that's the Shita of Rebbe. So the bottom line is, we have three Shitas that comes out. We have the Rabbanon hold that a Stam Gazlan, when someone steals from you, you're not Miyayish because you know who it is, but Ganav, you don't know who it is, so you're Miyayish. Rav Shimon was the opposite. A Gazlan was not scared of you, Yom Yayish. A Ganav, who you still hope to find, that is, there's no Yish. And Rebbe holds both of them have Yish, because he holds his Ganav is like Gazlan or Rav Shimon. So, it said in our Mishnah, V'chein echil shol devoirim, the halach is that if Yom Yayish, it's a Yish. My V'chein. What are we adding on with this case? So the Gemara Hakama, I feel nechil shol devoirim, the kinyan der Rabbanu. Nechil shol devoirim, when you kind of bees, it's not that you buy them, you find them in the forest, the whole honeycomb of bees, and you take it in. You take in the whole cluster of bees, the swarm of bees, you take it in. So it's really kind of in a hefker. So this kinyan is not a real kinyan. Why is it not a real kinyan? Because it's really not mishtameres. You have to see the Gemara in Chulin that these things are not considered a kinyan deraisa, or kinyan derabana. So since even the owner only owns a kinyan derabana, and sadly, in a high kinyan derabana, ba'amud, the I feel a storm in so that maybe. Even Mesophic, you could assume Yish. Because I'm all makel by Kinyan Derabbanan. Kamash Malon, Dafka Mesiyash Vayal Inni, Loy Loy. Only if he's actually Yish, but if not, then we have to give it back to the owner because we don't assume Yish, even though the whole Kinyan is only Kinyan Derabbanan. So, like the Maravaita, Omar Vyachim and Braikon and Manas Yishav Katan says that special Nemanas for Isha and Katan, and they could say that swarm of bees came from Reuven's property and it belongs to Reuven. Freit the Gemara, Isha the Kotam Neidus. They know, they're not Kosher Leidus. How can I say Eidus? Om Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, Hokum Ayaskin, and going to show you Bailam Rat Machreim. The Bailam running after. So he's already over Glaim Adaba. The Isha the Kotam, Mesiach Lefituman, and the Isha and the Kotam are Mesiach Lefitumoy, and they. And they say, they said, Aga, oh, by the way, I saw that come from there. They didn't know what was going on. They said, oh, yeah, the bees were coming from there. They stopped talking. So that's why we believe them. But I don't know, that it came out the Chilzeh. Aga, but it's before over here that if a bee kosher aid, you'd be believed. Even though Eid Echad was not believed, here, where it's a Shiloh of Kinyonim Dirabanon, so therefore we allow the one aid to be Neman. That's a smash over here, because if not, why would one aid be Neman? Here, it's time, forget about them. But an eighth kosher, it sounds like it's Neman. So you have to say, this is the whole king, is only the Rabbanon. So therefore, they are makel by an eight echad. Now, Amar Ravashi, Eim Mesiach Fituma kosher al Eidus Isha, Bilvad. This idea, this emonis of Mesiach Fituma, which means a guy is talking, toiches conversation, he says something. He doesn't know he's saying Eidus. He just says, yeah, I was eating breakfast and I see these bees flying out of Reuven's property. That's what Mesiach Fituma means. So Rav Ashi says Mesiach Fatuma is only Neman, only by Eidus Isha. We only with Samach Nefa Eidus Vavah, which means that Isha was Aguna. We don't know if her husband died. And we have now, let's say, a person, a guy, who's saying Mesiach Fatuma, how he saw a big accident, and he saw this guy with a red beard, died. So that's a case where we believe him. Only there we'll make him. Only if you know Rav Ashi, the lawyer, and Nechil Shal Devarim Mesiach Fatuma, who we see here, by our Gemara, our Mishnah, we see in Neman. So tomorrow's Kashrut, see, it is not Mesiach Vitumai. Are you going to ask me a simple question? Didn't we just say the only Neman Mesiach Vitumai together with the Bailim running after it because there's a Gai Madova? Good Kasha. That's what the Shmaitza asks. The Shmaitza is in Shmaitza Zayin Ois Yud, in the middle of the Shtickle, and he answers like this. I read through his Lashon. Kibin the Be'edis Isha Nami Ikohi Chocha V'umdena Machmas Choymer She Hechmarta V'daiko Minzva Eilcho Gai Madova Yoisim Ezeh. The Shmaita answer is that also by Isha also you have a Gai Madava. And still he's saying that Mesiach Vitumai is only Neman by Isha, no else. And Mar's Kash is, you find by the Chil Shal Dvarim that there is an Amaras of Mesiach Vitumai. And for the Gemara, Shani, the Chil Shal Dvarim, the King Drabanu, the King Drabanu is only a King Drabanon, and since it's only a Kenyan Mid Drabanon, so therefore we're more Makel, and we believe Mesiach Vitumai, even though we only say Mesiach Vitumai by Isha, here we're Makel. Right, the Gemara, but the Raya said, "Loi, Vamra, we don't mashmul my spot mechad shahaya Mesiach Vitumai." One of my guys saying a story. Vamra, as a churi kashin yitinuk, I remember when I was a little kid, Merkavani like seifa yishul Abba, and my father carried me on his shoulders. But it's universal to say, he took me out of the yeshiva. This point, they took me out of the yeshiva, is very negative because it wasn't an eved. He was learning in Beis HaSefer. Vevshituni as katan, he took off my clothing. Vetvuni tayvul me lechav chuma di chuma le'erev in the evening. And Rechanina Messiah Bahochi added on more to the story of a Chaver, but even my friends kept away from me because they knew I was eating Chuma. But the Karin Oisi Yechen and Oichel Chalas. They used to call me Yechen and Chalas. And Rebbe heard the story, Mesiach Vituma, Hello Rebbe Lakuna Apiv. He made him into a Kayin. So you see, you believe Mesiach Vituma even for the Raisa. And for the Gemara, but Chuma Darabanon. We're talking about Chuma Darabanon, Vizmanazel, which only Darabanon. There, they were Makel to be Simech on Mesiach Vitumai. It's a whole Shalik, I have a Birz Kanam, I have a Duchening. If we be known for that, that might be a Daraisa. I need the Mefarshim to handle that Shalik. Freit the Gemara, Vakati Daraisa, Loi Vaha, Ki Osa Ravdimi Yamarav, Chana Kartigino, Vamla Racha Kartigino, Mishtoi, the Selva Maisa, the Maisa Balaf, the Rabbi Levi, Vamri, Law Maisa Balaf, the Rebbe, Betina Gecha. There was a certain child, Shemasiach Vitumai. His mother was a Shvuya. He went and he was captured together with the mother. We know a Shvuya is also to a Kayin, why we're scared that she was Mizana with the guy. Va'ima, and he was saying the story, he says, even Imi and Shvino ben Akum, you know, me and my mother were captured by the Akum, a hostage. And Yotosa Shavmayim Daitel Imi. I went out to Lishavmayim, made sure to keep my mind on my mother. Look at Eitzel Daitel Imi. And he said, I watched my mother all the time. She didn't do anything. She was not mizana with the guy. V'siya Rebbe apiv l'kuna. So you see, Mesiach Vitumai is nemanis. And for the Gemara, v'shvuya kilu. They were makel by shavuya, which is only a sofik ba'alma, like Rashi says. It's only sveika ba'alma. Even if it's a shayla of the Rises, but it's only sofik ba'alma. And the Marshal speaks out as a cheskas heter of the Isha. And therefore, the whole it's all chumra shavuya. And therefore, they're makel by Mesiach Vitumai to believe the child. Zog tomar vayta avlo yikot es soichoy. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Tanai Bezdin hu, she yoyer sech soch chavei, right? There's a Tanai Bezdin that a person is allowed to go into his friend's property. The koitzis shaychis shachaveira. He wants to save his bees. He cuts off the branch of his chaveira. The hatzos the chiloi to save his swarm of bees. The noitel dmei shaychem atoich nechilos shachaveira. And the owner of the tree takes his money of his tree from the swarm of bees. But tanai bezdin, another thing is that tanai bezdin, let's see someone's the vash is more expensive than wine. Honey is more expensive than wine in those days at least. And you saw someone's barrel broke on the way, and there's nothing to save it with. So you spill out your wine and save the dvash, and then you collect the wine from this guy. So you shayfa gina matzal dvashani shachaveri, and then you take the dvashani shachaveri. And another time, there's a new shay, who mefarek is eight of, the tiny pishtani shachaveri. He could also, the pishtan shachaveri fell out, and there's no way to transport it. So you could take off your eitzim and take his pishtan, and then you collect the dmei eitzim, the wood, from his pishtan. These three takanas are all takanas of Yeshua when he was Manchel Zaharis. So Manas Kain Hinchel Yeshua Yisrael Zaharis. Manas Kain Yeshua was Manchel Eretz Yisrael to the Eden. Now, the Gemara said before, this was not counted in those Asara takanas because this is a Das Yachid, that this is the takana of Yeshua. Zok the Maravaita. Hamaka Kalev Svarav Yad Acher. You see your Kalim and your Svarim, and Reuven has it. The Yotl Shem Gnevir, and everyone knows that he had a Gneva, this Shimon had a Gneva, and he sees his things in Reuven's hands. Yeshavalei can make a Shvua, and Lekeach Kama Nosan, V'yitol. The Lekeach swears how much he paid for it, and this guy pays for it and takes it. But if not, he can't take it. That means if there's no coil, you will not have a right to go take it from this guy. Even I can't take it from this guy because even if you're going to give him back his money, because you can't force him to sell back to you because you assume you sold it to him. Now you're just making up a story. Because usually a guy who's holding on to metalflim is considered the muchzik. So here he's trying to say, oh, it's stolen. We don't believe him unless there was a shem geneva beir. Freit the Gemara, b'chiyotzlo a shem geneva beir mayhava. If there was a shem geneva in the city, mayhava leichas dilma zavninu. Maybe he taka sold it. Even if he had a shem geneva beir, maybe really he sold it. And then he had charata. He sold his watch, whatever it was, and he loves it. He wants to get it back now. So he says, you know what? I make a shame. He makes a big press conference. He has a big nave in the house. Everyone knows where my watch is. Tell me. But he put out the rumor. So why are we believing it? He had people staying in his house. And in the middle of the night, he got up screaming. And he said, my things were stolen. Of course, maybe he just made up a story. He had two guys in the house. He figured it's a great idea. They make up a story that he had a gneva. So we actually found a dug tunnel under this house. And we saw the people sleeping there came out of that tunnel. They had these big sacks of Caleb on their shoulder. And everyone's saying that this person had a Geneva, Shimon had a Geneva. Maybe it was only Caleb, not Svarim. Has he a right, if he's Makir, his Svarim, that he gets it back? They said, now with Ganavim walking out with Caleb, walk out with Svarim also. Maybe it was only small ones. He's saying the big ones are his. The rumor was exactly what it was. The people saw exactly. Come a Sefer Ploini came out. Maybe those are older and he's saying as new ones. When it was stolen, people saw the Geneva and they saw it was this person's Kalim. So it's a very far-fetched case. The only time I go over to Reuven and say that's my Kalim, the only time you know is if there's a shame in the ear that they saw exactly these Kalim being stolen. Someone came in a tunnel to steal something, v'yatzah, and he took something, part of the pay. Why? Because they didn't come lay with your rabbi. The law is, someone comes and sneaks on tunnels into your house, you'll have to kill him. So there's a tour of common rabbi. My time, I'm a domi kaninu, with his blood, he was kainet. And for the Gemara, here it doesn't apply. Why? Only when he's coming in with the tunnels. He's coming to kill if he gets caught. Vahani, these guys were just leaving. They came in, so here they have to pay still. The moral cash was that it's machteris, you're part of the pay. Terence says, no, it's only above machteris, only part of coming in to steal the deer, they're putting their life in danger. Amar Rava loy shanu al ba'abayi sa osu limka kelov. Al ba'abayi shen osu limka kelov loy tzark la adurya la kulihai. The halacha is that a ba'abayis, only a ba'abayis who sells things, are choshev sold it. Ba'abayis doesn't sell things, so there, if he says, those things are mine, the halacha is, you don't have to adurya la kulihai. You don't have to have all those rights. Rashi says what it means is, the name of a safer plane in plane. You don't have to have mamash up to that mamash that safer. The Rambam learns, the Goyim, the Rambam learns, you don't need anything. You don't need any rumor. If you don't have someone to sell something and you see that in someone else's hands, you can say it was stolen. As long as there's some kind of shame, Ganev, you don't have to have any of the whole machteris and all that you don't have to have. So it's like Rashi and the Rambam. But Dilma, so Zagmar of Abayshe and Asalim Kakelov, Loy, Tarka Durla, Kulihai. But Dilma, it's a play of Zuzavin. Maybe he needed money and he sold. And Rashi, very Yosla, Shem Ganev, beer. At least he had a Shem Ganev, beer. Here's a Shem Ganev, beer. Usually that's not enough. But a guy who doesn't sell anything, by him, that's enough. Because why should we assume it's sold something? It was a Geneva. He doesn't sell something. So there, no reason to say that he put out a whole rumor for no reason. He doesn't sell things. So here, if he has a shame Geneva beer, and he says, I see my kelim by you, the law is he's believed. And if he pays the price that the lekeach paid for it, he could take it back from him.